The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Executive privilege, Harley, in relation to the Mueller report.
Yeah, it's an interesting argument, I guess. The White House invoked executive privilege, telling Democrat Congressman Gerald Nadler he may not have the full unredacted Mueller report. And the investigative background information. The reason is Congress has no automatic right to it. The House Judiciary Committee chairman says it's a new sign of the president's blanket defiance of Congress' constitutional rights. That's what he said. In fact, whether or not to release any of the report is entirely up to the Attorney General, William Barr. Instead, Barr released the entire report with redactions required by law designed to protect sources, processes, and ongoing cases. What the president is saying is, no, with my executive privilege, I'll forbid anybody else to release it. We'll make sure that what the law says is what the law is going to get. And so the Democrats don't like it.
They've been at this ever since he won, democratically won an election. Now, they've got hold of some of his tax returns, have they?
Well, they have. I mean, I'd say the media has. Depending on how many of them you want to talk about, the New York Times most importantly, and they're all abuzz today about reports of Donald Trump's tax returns from way back in 1985 through 1994. He was making fortunes and losing them right and left, net loser, according to his tax returns of more than $1 billion.
Yes.
You know, but what, you know, here's what the giddy media critics are not acknowledging is this. Throughout the ebbs and the flows of Trump's billions, his projects, resorts, skyscrapers, casinos, he's employed thousands of people with a dizzy array of national backgrounds.
Yeah.
The brand Trump has been associated with excellence. He's been a gunslinger entrepreneur, not a plotting collector and dismantler of companies.
No. Oh, he's got them on the run. Another landslide coming up. Donald will clean them out. There'll be no candidate wanting to stand. All right, Harley, talk to you tomorrow.